Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Chof Beis, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Aleph Omid Beis, Omar Rav Huna, Birei de Rav Yeshua. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasuna Batzar of Ashifya. Today's daf is being learned, the schos Refuah Shalema, Fego Malka Basara, and today's daf is being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas, Necha Bas David. So, for the moment, we return to our regular program, discussing halachos related to shutfin and shcheinim. As we're going to see in the course of the daf, the Gemara is going to digress, sort of, and tell a story that's going to take up almost the entirety of daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, an absolute epic classic story. But for now, we're in the middle of learning halachos related to what we popularly referred to as Hasagas Gvul. A person owns a business, somebody wants to open up the same or comparable business next door. What rights does the existing business owner have to prevent that from happening? Specifically, the Gemara is viewing this from the standpoint of Shcheinim. The Gemara, on the top of Chof Aleph Amud Beis, brought a member from Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna, Hai Bar Mavoya, the Oiki Rechaya, if there's someone who lives in a mavoy and he has a geschäft that involves Rechaya, va'asa bar mavoy chavrei, another member of the same mavoy comes along, the kamaiki gabe, and he too wants to compete with him. He wants to erect the Rechayim, and he's going to go head to head. Said Rafuna Dina Hude Ma'aka Vilove. If the person who had the Rechayim first wants, he can stop that second person from intruding on his business, the Amale, because he could tell him, quote, Kapaskis Lelechayusi, you're affecting my parnasa, and as a result, he has a right to stop him from doing this. The Gemara asked Akasha from a Braisa on Rav Huna, and the Gemara, scooting down towards the bottom of the Yom, it said that really Tanohi, this Chiddush, this halacha of Rav Huna, is really Tali in a Machloikis Tanam. What's this Machloikis Tanam? The Tanya we learned to the Braisa. Koifin b'nei Mavoy zezeh, shaloi v'hoishev b'neiim loi chayit, v'loi bursaki, v'loi melamed tinoikos, v'loi echad mibnei balei umnius. The way Rashi explained this was that if you have someone that lives in a mavoy who has a business, he's a tailor, he's a tanner, he's a melamed tinoikos, he has some sort of business, and another member of the mavoy decided that he wants to lease out a property that he owns in the mavoy to someone from outside the mavoy, who's going to come in now, and he is going to engage in the same geschäft. Says the Braisa, Koifin b'nei mavoy, says shaloi lahoishev, that the person that already has this business has a right to prevent this other person from doing that. Uleshcheinoi, however, enoi kefeo. But say the Chachamim in this Braisa, let's say the Shochin, the other person living in the mavoy, says that I want to open up this business by myself, then already the b'nei mavoy don't have any schos. So if I'm a tailor, and you now want to lease out your house or your store to another tailor, I could stop you from doing that. If, however, you yourself want to become a tailor, that I can't do. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, even if the person wants to be a tailor himself, even if the Ben Mavoy is not leasing it out to someone else who's going to do the same thing, but he himself is going to do it, still, the existing person has a right to prevent it. In other words, we seem to have a machloikis Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel in the Chachamim, whether if you have a person in a Mavoy who is operating a certain business, and someone else in the Mavoy wants to come and operate the same business, whether he could do that or whether he cannot do that. Meaning, could the person who's already operating the business prevent him from doing so or not? The Chachamim say, yeah, I could stop you from leasing it out to somebody else, but if you yourself want to do this, you have equal rights that I have. Reb Shimon Gamliel said, no, that I could stop my shochet from doing the same thing. In other words, Rav Huna's halacha that a person who has a business in a mavoy can stop another member of the mavoy from opening up that same business is going according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel in this braisa who said af l'shcheinoi koifeo. Either way, the Gemara now is going to pick up on this note. Specifically, the Gemara is going to bring three halachas that Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yeshua said as it relates to the Shita of the Chachamim. Again, what's the Shita of the Chachamim? Koifim b'nei mavoi zeh zeh, not to lease out the property to someone who's going to do the same thing. However, he cannot force the Shachin himself from doing that if that's something that he chooses to do. Amar Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yeshua. Pshitali, it's pasha to me. Bar masa ar bar masa achriti matzi ma'akev. If I live in a shtetl and I have a business, somebody wants to come from outside my shtetl and he wants to compete with me. So the halacha is, even according to the Chachamim, I can stop him from doing it. Now, just to be clear, even though the Chachamim were the ones that said that you can't stop your neighbor from opening up the same business, that's because the neighbor has equal rights, because the neighbor also lives there. So you have a right, he has a right. But over here, where somebody wants to come from out of town, that's already different. Thus, the person that has the business can stop the person from out of town, from coming and opening up the same business. Stating that, said Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yeshua, in the event that this person who's coming from out of town pays taxes, he's somewhat domiciled in this town, then already, he can't be ma'akimim. Meaning, even if he doesn't live there, but if he pays taxes, so we treat him like a landsman, and therefore, you can't stop him. Bar mavoya, bar mavoya. Additionally, Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yeshua said, it's pasha to me, that in the event that a person living in a mavoy has a business, and another member of the same mavoy wants to open up the same business. So what's the halacha? Matzi ma'akev. The person that has the existing business can't stop his bar mavoya from opening the same business. Now this is super pashat because it's going according to the Chachamim, and that is the sheet of the Chacham. Right? What was the machloikis Chachamim and Reb Shimon Gamliel on the aforementioned brayso? Whether ulishchenoi eino koyfeyo or af lishchenoi koyfeyo. Essentially, what Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yeshua is saying is that it's pashat that according to the Chachamim, that ulishchenoi eino koyfeyo. Boy, Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yeshua. But Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yeshua said another thing. He said that as much as it's pashat to me that if you want to stop someone from another town from coming and competing with you, you could. And as much as it's pashat to me that if you want to stop someone from the same mavoy from competing with you, you cannot. But what I'm not sure about is bar mavoya a bar mavoya achrin amai. What would be the halacha if I own a business in one mavli, and somebody lives in the same town, but in a different mavli of that town, wants to come in and compete with me. Can I stop him, or can I not stop him? Meaning, the Chachamim say that if the other person lives in the same mavli, he has equal rights. I can't tell a person not to open up a store in his house, in his store, in his mavli that he lives in. This is already another mavoy. Stating that, it is the same town. So it's not as dramatic as somebody coming in literally from another shtetl. Either way, Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yeshua was unsure, and the Gemara says, what is the halacha? Teku. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Maidi Rav Huna, Rav Huna's Maida, b'mikri dardaki deloy matzi ma'akev. Meaning, even though Rav Huna said that a person has the rights to prevent someone from coming in to his mavoy and opening up the same business that he has. But at the same time, in the event that the business that we're talking about is a mikri dardiki, he's a melamed tinoikos shel beis rabam, then already he can't stop him. The amar mar, now there's two girsois in how to learn this next gemara. The first girs is the parentheses. We'll just read it. Ezra tikin lehen liyisrael, shiyu moishivin soifer bitzat soifer. It was a takana Ezra, that even though ordinarily to have one soifer next to another soifer is not such a good thing, but Ezra made a takana that no, you can have a soifer as in a rebbe. You'll have one rebbe next to another rebbe, multiple classes, and therefore, being that this person is following the takana of Ezra, so Rav Huna's halacha can't get in the way of that. Why are we not concerned that if you're going to have two people doing the same thing so that each person's maybe going to be a little bit lax, right? It sounds like a bad thing, this takana of Ezra. Amaleis, he told him, no, just the opposite. Competition is not a bad thing. Competition is a very good thing. Because if there's going to be multiple options, each person's going to have to pick his game up a little bit. The consumer always wins. And it's for that reason that although Rav Huna said that halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that I could even stop someone in my own mavoy from opening up the same business that I have, but at the same time, moide Rav Huna b'mikri dardiki deloy matzi ma'akev, and it's based on this takana sezra, it's based on kinas soy from tar b'chachm. Now this is the first Girsa in the Gemara. The second Girsa, which is the Iker Girsa, Ayin Rashi and Ayin Toisvis, the top Toisvis on Daf Chabez Amar Aleph, takes out the Omamar Ezra Tikin Len Yisrael Shiyu Moshivin Soifer. We delete that whole Nakuda. And if that's the case, the way you read the Gemara is, Moidi Rafuna B'mikri Dar Dikit Olei Motzi Ma'akiv, the Omamar kinesayfim tar bechach. But it has nothing to do with this takana azazra. Says Tosfos, how do I know that this is the right gersa? Because the Gemara in the end of Perek Meruba talks about all the takanos that Ezra made, and this is not mentioned as one of them. If this was really a takana azazra, so it would have been mentioned. So it's interesting that this faulty gersa literally made up a takana azazra that was loy hoya of a loy nifra, like one man domer and Eve, and somehow it made it into this Gemara. But Tosfos says that I don't know where this is even coming from, because if you're going to be Magia this Gemara, you're going to have to go be Magia the end of Perek Meruba as well, because we have the whole Rishima of all the Takanas Ezra, and this didn't seem to make the cut either way. So the Iker Girsa is that Moide Rafuna B'mikri Dardikid L'matzim Akiv. Why? Not based on the Takanas Ezra, but based on the fact that Kinas Soifrim is Tar B'chachma. Incidentally, it's interesting, because this was also an Indian that we saw in yesterday's daf. Kinas Soifrim Tar B'chachma. Ordinarily, Kina is a bad thing. Kina Taivin Kovid is Moitzin as a Adam in Oilam. But Kinas Soifrim is Tar B'chachma. And this is really an idea that you find when it comes to Midas. Gaiva, for example, is an awful thing. The Gemara says in Soita Daf Hei Amar Aleph, the Ebishter says, I can't be in the same room as the Baal Gaiva. Yet, a Talmud Chacham, Tzorach Shiyehei Boi Echad Mishmoyne Shebishminis, Vayik Bali Boi Bedarkei Hashem. So there is a place for Gaiva as well. Same is true for Kina. Kina Be'etzim is a very, very bad thing. But at the same time, Kina Soy from Tar B'chachm. Om Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, Moit Ravuna Breit Rav Yeshua. Ravuna Breit Rav Yeshua's Moit. The Beruchlin HaMachzirim Ba'ayoros. As it relates to people that used to peddle Tachshitei Noshim and Besamim in the cities. Deloy Matzi Ma'akiv. The halach is that if there's already another person who's also a Ruchel, he can't stop a new Ruchel from getting involved. So you have someone who's a salesman, traveling salesman, he's machzirim ba'yoreis, he goes from city to city, and he sells Besamim and Tachshitei Noshim to Noshim. Now somebody else wants the compete. He also wants to be a salesman. So said Rav Nachman by Yitzchak that over here everyone's going to be moida. That's not a problem with hasagas kvul. Hasagas kvul is an issue if you have a chanos, you pitch a tent, you have a shingle where this is my business. Now somebody wants to come and he wants to compete. Al zen nema the sugis that we're learning. But if Reuven is a salesman and Shimon wants to go and sell the same product that Reuven's selling, that's something he'd already be allowed to do. And he added a knech to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak to Amar Mar. This is a takana, Ezra. This is the proper gersa. So Ezra already made a takana that the ruchlin should be machzirim bayores kidei shiu tachshitin mitzuyin lebnois Yisrael for the purpose of shalom bayis. If the bnois Yisrael would have tachshitin, so that would be a good thing. And it's for that reason that it's okay to be masigvul when it comes to being a ruchel hamachzirim ba'yoros. It's really based on this takana of Ezra. Says the Gemara, Hani Bili, stating that this is true lahadure. Only if the second ruchel is going to travel, meaning he's going to pass through town. But let's say he wants to come into somebody else's town and he wants to actually open up a store, that already is not going to be okay. Let's say, however, this second ruchel is a tzur mirabbanan. Then I feel like v'yanami, even if he wants to open up a store, he could. Rava once allowed Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Avadia to open up a store. So they were apparently ruchlin, and he allowed them to not have to be machse bayoros, but to actually have a storefront, my taima. And why did he allow them to do that, even though it seems to be questionable based on the halachas that we're learning, keeping the rabbanon, because being that they were rabbis, they were tamid chachamim, asu letardu migirsayo. He didn't want to be mevatel them too much from their learning. So if they're going to have to be constantly traveling, then obviously it's going to create bittul Torah, and this is not something that he wanted to do. More halachas related to this idea of asagas kvul. Hanu dikuloi. There were people, Rashi says, that sold baskets. Yeshayimrim, some say they sold yoros, they sold vats. Either way, they have their weirs that they used to travel from town to town and they used to sell. Da'isu dikloi the bavel. Either way, they brought their dikloi to bavel. Asu b'nei masa kamakvi lavayu. So the b'nei masa came out and they would be ma'akiv. Now, it sounds like they brought it to the country of Iraq, right? So they were, I don't know, in Eretz Yisrael, and now they brought it to Bavel, and the whole Bavel was ganging up against them. But that doesn't seem correct in light of how these halachas work. It's Yosef Mestaber that just like there was a country Bavel, there was also a city Bavel. You find that in different places. And it's the city of Bavel that they came to. Thus, the people in that city have certain rights to... I mean, you can't say that I own a business on the East Coast, thus you have no right to come and open up a business on the West Coast. We have to look at it more by zip code, right? We look at it more by city, by shtetl, by mavoi. But what happened was they came to the city, the shtetl of Bavel, not the country of Bavel, and all the people of Bavel, they came in and they tried stopping them. Also, the Kamei de Ravino. So these dikuloi, these people that were selling these weirs, they came to Ravino, amalohu. So Ravino told the oivim, mei alma asu ula alma lizbeno. He said, this, that there's a halacha, that you can't come into my backyard and compete with me, that's only true if you're selling to the people that live in your town. But in this land, in this city of Bavel, the buyers were for the most part Kami Me'alma. So being that the buyers were Kami Me'alma, Ravina Paskin, if a seller wants to Kami Me'alma, he could do the same thing. A chiddush. This chus, this right that I have, is only true in the event that I'm selling to my landsman. If, however, I'm selling to people Me'alma, so then already I don't have that chus. And if you want to come and you want to sell to those people, that's something that you would be allowed to do. Stating that, the Gemara says you have to read the fine print. The only time this is true is b'yom d'shuka, because on the yom hashuk, right, that was a big deal back in the shtetl. But on the yom hashuk, people used to come from all over to buy things. Also, on that day, you have Ravina svara av b'lo yom d'shuka loy. But if it's not the yom d'shuka, this is not going to be okay. Meaning, this that Ravina allowed it is only when and a chinami, the buyers are coming me'alma, where it's a yom d'shuka. Otherwise, not it'll be yom d'shuka. Nami le'amaron, and even if it's a yom d'shuka, it's only true el lizvuni b'shuka, only to sell it in the actual shuk. Avol lehadure loy, meaning, even though Ravina allowed these people to sell their wares, but it was only in the actual shuk, meaning not only be yom d'shuka, but bishuka, right? Those are the two qualifications. Number one, it has to be b'yoyim d'shuka. Number two, it has to be bishuka. But regardless, if they wanted to sell b'yoyim d'shuka, bishuka, then already it's going to be okay. But beyond that, we don't say, oh, being that they could sell b'yoyim d'shuka, so they could sell on another day. Or being that they could sell b'yoyim d'shuka in the shuk, so they could sell even outside the shuk. Again, you have to read the fine print. Hanu amuroi. So amuroi, Rashi says, these people sold wool. Daisu Amra lefum nahara. They brought wool to the city of Fum Nahara. Asu b'nei masakam akfi alavayu. So the people that lived in Fum Nahara that sold wool, they came out and they were trying to be makiv. You're taking away my parnasa. Also the kamei de Rav Kahana. So they went to Rav Kahana and they asked Rav Kahana, "Nu, what's the halacha? Could they sell the amra? Could they not sell the amra?" Amar lehu's Rav Kahana told them, "Dina hu de ma'akfi alaychu." They have a right to stop you. You can't come from another town, right? This is one of the things that Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said in the beginning of the daf was pshit. In fact, it was the first thing he said. Pshit li bar mosa achriti motzi ma'akiv. So he said, if they want to stop you, they have a right to stop you. Amrulay, but they told him, Islan Ashroy. You know, we've been selling things already for a couple of days. And the things that we sold on credit. And because we sold on credit, we can't leave right now, because if we leave, let's be honest, we're never going to get paid. So we have no choice at this point but to hang around here a little bit. Now, if we're going to hang around here a little bit, what are we going to eat? What are we going to do? We were hoping that we would sell schayra, and that schayra would allow us to eat. Maybe they would barter the schayra. Maybe that schayra that they were selling wouldn't necessarily be sold on terms. But the bottom line is, they said, you can't shut us down right now because we're forced to stay here 30, 60, 90 days until we collect. And in the interim, manoicha, right? What exactly we're going to eat? Amaluhus, Rav Kahana heard them out, and he said, you're right. I'm asking him, it's a very good taina, stating that, zilu zavnu shir chiyu saichu. If you want, you could sell the amount that you need in order to survive. Ada akrisu ashroi ditchu, until you're able to collect on all those people that you sold to on credit. And after that, vazlisu tseischem l'shalim, you have to leave. So you're right, it's a good taina. You could sell, but you could sell a little bit. You can't sell all your merchandise. You can't sell on a commercial level. If you want to sell what you need in order to get through this interim period, that's something that I am going to allow you to do. Either way, here comes the elaborate story. Rav Dimi min Harda, otherwise known as Kiyosa Rav Dimi, Aisu Groigris Bisfina. He once brought Groigris dry figs on a boat. Comes to a certain town, and his objective was to sell these groigris. So the Reshka Lusa told Rava, "Puk chazi itzurim b'rabbanan. Go take a look and find out whether or not he's itzurim b'rabbanan." What's in a geya? Because if he is, nokit leishuka, we're going to hold up the shuk and we're going to allow him to sell his schayra, and we're going to tell everybody else, don't come to work today. So this was old school, where the Talmud Chacham in a shtot was given certain rights. He didn't have to pay certain taxes. One of the rights that he had is that we allowed him to do business before anybody else. So Rav Dimi min Harda arrives. It seems like he was definitely a questionable Talmud Chacham. There was a chance that he was. Maybe he looked the look. But regardless, the Reish Galusa told Rava that I think we need to investigate a little bit. Because in the event that he's a Talmud Chacham, then we owe it to him to not allow anyone to sell anything until he goes and he does what he has to do. Either way, he says, let's go find out if he's a Tzum Rabban. Amalei Rava, the Rav Ada Bar Abba. So Rava told Rav Ada Bar Abba, his Gabai, Puk Tohile Bekankane, go smell his Kankan. In other words, go find out whether he's a Talmud Chacham or whether he's not a Talmud Chacham. Now, if you look at Rashi, there's a long Rashi, what exactly Tohile Bekankane means. Now, whatever it means, it's a mashal, it's a metaphor. But what is the metaphor? Says Rashi, Heriach Loi Bekankanoi, go smell the keg. Im Yayinu Im Chaymetz. Is this good wine or is this not good wine? Kaloimar. If there was ever a Kaloimar, this is it. But Keyu Behalachos in Talmud Chacham Uun Lav. Let's go be Baidik if he's a Talmud Chacham or if he's not a Talmud Chacham. Why do we read this Rashi? What's so interesting about this? Because who's talking? Rava's talking. And what's Rava's way of describing to his Gabbai, go find out whether he's a Talmud Chacham or not? Go smell his kankan. Is he good wine or is he not good wine? So this is a classic tucked away Rava talking about wine. But either way, says the Gemara. So Rav Adabar Havu went, Nofak Ozal. And Bomine, he asked him a question. Meaning, he just got a shlichus from Rava. He has to find out whether Rav Dimi Minar does a Talmud Chacham or not a Talmud Chacham. No. So let's ask him a kasha. What was the kasha that he asked him? Pul Shabala Kfifa Mitzras. An elephant swallows a Kfifa Mitzras. So this is some basket made of wood. Vihikia. And derech beis harei, and then it left his body. He excreted it. It went out beis harei. Now, what's the halach? Is it mekabel tuma or is it not mekabel tuma? What's the shailo? A kfifa mitzras is mekabel tuma, but kli glolim, kelim that are made of glolim, is not mekabel tuma. When the elephant swallowed this kfifa mitzras, it was keli that's mekabel tuma. But now that he excreted it, maybe we should view it as kli glolim, or maybe no. Maybe we still see it as a kfifa mitzvah. This is the question. No, so he comes to Rav Dimi ben Harda. Rav Dimi ben Harda wants to sell groigris, and he's toile bekankane, and he asks him this question. Rav Dimi ben Harda says, I'll be honest with you, I don't know. Like, have it be all day. He didn't know the answer. He told him back, Mar Nihu Rava. He says, tell me. This is Rav Dimi ben Harda. You're talking to Rav Adabar Rabba. He says, are you Rava? Meaning, I know there's a big rabbi who lives there, and his name is Rava. Is that you? So Rav Adabar Rava went, and he hit Rav Dimi ben Harda with a stick on his shoes. Amalei, and he told him, quote, Ben Didi l'Rava ikatuva. There's a very, very large gap and distance between me and Rava. Rava is much, much greater than me. Miu, however, al karchach ano rabach, apparently, I'm better than you. And v'Rava, which would make Rava, Rabba the rabach, meaning, not just better than you, but better than people that are better than you. I'm your Rebbe, and Rav is your Rebbe's Rebbe. Either way, because of this story, they did not hold up the shuk for Abdimi ben Harda. He couldn't sell his groigris, and posid groigris the day. And all his groigris went bad. Also, the commander of Yosef. So he went to Rav Yosef. Amalei, he said, Chazimar, my Avduli, look at what the rabbis did to me. They come, they ask me the Shaila. They mamish made latsanas from me, hits me on the foot. I'm your Rebbe's Rebbe. And I lost all my groigris, and I took a tremendous financial hit. Amalei, Rav Yosef told him, Mandalei Shoy, lo onisa de malka de Edom, the one, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who did not delay avenging the Cheperai that was thrown towards the king of Edom, lo nishay lo nisa, he too should avenge your oinah. Meaning, he told him, as Amisha Para. He said, the person that was Pireya, from the one that chepered with Malka Edom, you should be Pireya from the one that chepered you. Now, who chepered him? It was Rav Adabar Rahava. So it sounds like Rav Yosef was Mekalul Rav Adabar Rahava. You know, where do you find that somebody chepped with Malki the Edom and HaKadosh Baruch Hu avenge it? It's a puzzle. Kuyam HaShem HaShloisha Pishimoyev V'al Arbo Lo Yashivenu Al Sarfu Atzvis Melech Edom L'Sid. Right, the 3 times Mayav Chepid was one thing. By the fourth time, the Eibishter says, I have no choice, but I have to avenge Melech Edoim. And Rav Yosef said, he who avenged Melech Edoim, he should avenge. Says the Gemara, Noch Nafshid Rav Adah Bar Abba. Because of, seemingly, what Rav Yosef said, Rav Adah Bar Abba died. Says the Gemara. Rav Yosef Omer, after Rav Adah Bar Abba died, Rav Yosef said, Ano Anishte Da Ano Lataisei. I'm the one who caused him to die. Because I cursed him. I said, Misha Bara, and what happened? Rav Adah Bar Abba died, so I'm the one that's responsible. Rav Din Minardo said, I'm not Anishte. He says, no. Rav Yosef, you're not the one that caused him to die. I'm the one that caused him to die. The opposite Gregris he did, because he caused my Gregris to go bad. As a result, I had tainus, I had kpedis, and my kpedis towards him is what caused him to die. Abaya Amar. When Abaye heard what happened, he said, I'm not Nishte. I'm actually the one who killed him. The Amral Hulu Rabbanon, because he, meaning Rav Adah Bar Abba, used to tell the Rabbanon, Adamagra Misu Garmi Be Abaye, instead of, this is again a mushal, instead of going, Rashi says, and trying to fetch out a little bit of flesh, a little bit of marrow from Abaye's bones, Su Achli Bisrish Mena Be Rava. Wouldn't it make more sense to go to Rava's here? Because over there you could eat fatty meat, you could eat Bisrish Mena. And Abaye said that I hold that because Rav Adah Bar Abba used to say this about me, he used to make Lutzonis a little bit from my shear. Imagine, people are chapping with Abaye's shear. I mean, you can't even make it up. But he would chap with my shear. It caused me to have a little bit of a kpeda. And because I had a little bit of a kpeda, I think that's why he died. So Abaye said, I'm taking responsibility for what happened. Rav Amar Rav said, I'm not in this day. He says, no, I think I'm the one that's responsible for what happened. Because when Rav Adah Bar Abba would go to the butcher to buy meat, he would tell my shliach, that I get to take meat before the gabbai of Rava. Why? Because I'm bigger than him. I'm bigger than who? I'm bigger than the gabbai of Rava. And Rav Adah Bar Abba used to say this, and it bothered Rava a little bit. So he said, I think it's the fact that this bothered me that caused Rav Adah Bar Abba to die. Rav Nachman Yitzchak heard the story, said, I think I'm the one that caused him to die. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Reish Kala Hava. Nachman Yitzchak was the Reish Kala. What does that mean? Rashi says, Doirish Berabim B'Shabbosis. Every Shabbos, he would be Doirish Berabim. Kol Yoyim, Mekame Dinei L'Kala. Every time before Nachman Yitzchak would go give shir, Marit Ba'adei Rav Adah Bar Abba L'Shmaite. He would chazer over this year, together with Rav Adah Bar Abba, v'hoder ayol akal, and then he would go in to give the shir. Hu yoimo, there was one day Rav Nachman Yitzchak is waiting to give shir, and Rav Adah Bar Abba is not showing up. And the reason he didn't show up is Noktur Rav Papa Rav Huna Breid Rav Shul Rav Adah Bar Abba, because Rav Papa Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua were holding him up, and as a result, he's trying to get to where he needs to be. He needs to be Rav Nachman by Yitzchak to go through the shir with him before Rav Nachman Yitzchak gives shir, but he can't get to him because he's being held up by Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Now this Gemara is very wordy. Why was he being held up? Mishum de lehave b'siyuma, because they were not at the siyum. Rashi says two pshatim, what exactly the siyum is. One pshat, it was an actual siyum on Masechtas Becheiras. Amrulei, they said, Emelon hani shmaisa de maisa behema. Could you tell us over the halachas that we missed at the siyum related to maisa behema? So the last parak in Masechtas Becheiras is the halachas of Maisa Behemo. So this was a siyum on Bechairis, and they finished all the halachas of Maisa Behemo. So Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, are telling Rav Adah Bar Abba, could you repeat it? Hechi Aminu Rava, what did Rava say? Amalusi told him, Hachi Amar Rava, Vahachi Amar Rava, Adah Hachi, while he's saying over Rava Shir, what happened? Naga later, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. It got late, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak is still not giving Shir, but he doesn't want to give Shir, because he needs to go through it with his Chabrusna. So the Gemara says, Amalusi Rabban, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. The Rabban told Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Kum, the Naga Lo. Meaning, it's getting late. Lama Yasimar. He says, what are you waiting for? Amalahu. So he said, you want to know what I'm waiting for? Yosivna, I'm sitting. Vikama natra la arse de Rav Adah Bar Abba. I'm waiting for the bed of Rav Adah Bar Abba to show up. The mita, the coffin of Rav Adah Bar Abba. Nachman Yitzchak had a shtick like peda towards Rav Adah Bar Abba for the fact that he was coming late and he needed to go through the shir with him. And where is Rav Adah Bar Abba? And he mamish kishkoga shiyotza milifnei hashalot. This is what he said. Says the Gemara, Adah Hachi, as Rav Nachman Yitzchak said this, Nof akolo, a kol, a ramkol, started ringzich and said, the noch nafshe, the Rav Adah Bar Abba, the Rav Adah Bar Abba passed away. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, I think I'm the one that caused Rav Adah Bar Abba to die. So the Gemara just tells this whole fantastic story about Rav Dimi Minahardah comes to town, he wants to sell Groigris, and Rava sends Rav Adar Bar Rahava to Farherim to find out whether we're going to allow him to sell the Groigris or based on Halachis of Asagas Gvo, he's going to have to sit on the sidelines because all the people in the city have a right to do what they do. Now, if he's a Tzur Mirabonon, it's an exception to the rule. Not just that, Nokatlu Shuka, we're going to literally hold up the entire Shuka. He asked him a question, he didn't know the answer. It seemed to be a little bit of an interessante question. And he had a Kpeda, his Groigris went back. He goes to Rav Yosef, and immediately afterwards he dies. And there were a bunch of Amiram. These are the Gedoyle Amiram in Shas. They all felt somewhat culpable over the Ptira of Rav Adar Bar Abba. Rav Yosef felt that he was the one who caused Rav Adar Bar Abba to die. Abaye said, I think it's my fault. Rava said, I think it's my fault. Rav Dimna Arda said, I think it's my fault. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, I think it's my fault. And the Gemara says, L'mbesoif u'mestabra de Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak anche. It's mestabra that who is the one that caused him to die? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. And why is it mestabra? It's mestabra because he was the one who said it, Mamish Rochel Bitcha Aktana, right? He said, I'm waiting for the coffin of Rav Adar Bar Abba. The coffin of Rav Adar Bar Abba showed up. So even though it seemed to be a Machlokes Amiram, who was actually the one that was culpable for what took place, but at the end of the day, the Gemara says that will be Machria, it's Mestaber that the Halacha in this Sugya is like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. We will, Be'ezrus Hashem, get back to this episode in the raid. But for now, again, briefly, we return to our regular programs. It feels like the whole beginning of Bava Basra is one big digression with a chorus of Lul Hezekria here, Lul Niske Shechenim there. But either way, says the Gemara, Nocha Mishnah, Misha Yeh Koisloi Samuch, Le Koisel Chaveroi. If someone had a wall in a chatzar that was next to his friend's wall in a chatzar, Le Yismach Le Koisel Acher, he shouldn't go and make another wall, unless it's 4 amas removed. So it's a little bit unclear what this line even means. Somebody had a wall next to his friend's wall. He wants to make now a koisel acher, which sounds like tzimdritimul, a third wall. You shouldn't do it unless that third wall is going to be dalet amas removed. The Gemara is going to explain pashup shat what this line in the Mishnah means. Hachan loy nois. Let's say somebody has a window and someone else living in this chotzer wants to build a koisel. So he has to be sensitive to the window. How so? Bein milmala. If he's going to build the window, he's going to build the wall above the window. Bein milmaton. Or he's going to build the wall below the window. Bein kenegdon. Or he's going to build it not above, not below, but literally parallel to. Arba amos. He has to take into account arba amos. Meaning, if it's going to be above the window, it has to be at least 4 amas above the window. If it's going to be beneath the window, it has to be at least dalet amas beneath the window. And it's going to be kagan, it's going to be mul, it has to be at least dalet amas removed. Either way, we're going to focus now on the first line of the Mishnah. Misha yukoyseh samach koyseh chaveiroi, lo yismoich lo yukoyseh lachar, elam kein hirchuk, mimenu 4 amas. Now, it sounds like, and this is the Gemara's Moschur Rishon, that there was a person who had a koisel, which was next to his friend's koisel. It's all in a chatzar. And now, the koisel came down. And he's going to rebuild the koisel. So what we say is, lo yismach lo koisel achar, you can't build that koisel unless you're 4 amas removed. Meaning, it sounds like there was already a koisel. It also sounds like that koisel was within 4 amas. You want to go now and you want to rebuild the koisel, you have to make sure that that koisel that you're rebuilding is going to be dalet amos removed. Why is it mashma that way? Because if we're dealing stam with a person that wants to just go ahead and build a koisel next to koisel chaveris, you just say that. But the Mishnah doesn't just say that. The Mishnah says, Misha ha'yo koisloi samach l'koisel chaver. He had a koisel that was next to a koisel, v'yizmach l'koisel acher. Sounds like we're dealing with a third koisel. So what does this even mean? Oh, so probably there was a koisel that was closed. That koisel came down. Now I'm going to build a koisel again. Make sure it's dalet amos removed. But the Gemara's kasha is that if you have to build your kaisel 4 amas away from where the other kaisel is. So the kamahech is samech. So I had the first kaisel come into it. I mean, it sounds like the first kaisel was able to be there. It boom, came down. Now you're rebuilding a kaisel. If there's halach of dal and amas, shouldn't that impact the first kaisel as well? Amar Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda said, hachi kamar. This is the way you have to read the Mishnah. Not that there was a kaisel that fell down and now you're rebuilding a kaisel. Hence the question, how are we able to build the initial kaisel? No, habal lismoich lo yismoich elam kein hirch yimeno. We're talking about someone that's coming to build a kaisel. Now it's a little bit dachik in the Mishnah. So maskef le Rava. Rava said, "Vamisha yekaisel samach le kaisel chaverik tani." It's not what the Mishnah says. Meaning, Hachikomar has to at least on some level be meshach shaychi to the pashub shan of the Mishnah. And over here, it really isn't. Elamai Rava. Rava said, "Let me tell you, you have to read the Mishnah." Hachikitani misha yekaisel samach kaisel chaverik berichol karbamos. If somebody had a wall that was next to his friend's wall and it was 4 amos removed, enough, and it fell down. You can't go build another kaisel. Elam kein hirchiv yimel dalad amos unless it's 4 amos removed. Meaning the original kaisel was also 4 amos removed. And the halacha of the Mishnah is that if the first one was 4 amos removed, the second one also has to be 4 amos removed. My time, what's the reason? The davsha the hacha maili lahasa. Meaning, what's pshat in this halacha? Why can't I have a kaisel within 4 amos of another kaisel? Just explain it. The sefer the Mishnah says you can't build a kaisel too close to a window. Oh, that I understand. You're blocking out all the light. We had halachas of not digging a bar or planting things, putting melach, having an oven, right? These areichayim, there's reasons behind all of this. But why can't I have a wall next to a wall? What exactly is the... It's a wall, right? You can't see to the other side of the wall anyways. So what's the reason? So the Gemara needs a little bit of an explanation for this. And really, this is the hesber of the whole first part of the Mishnah. My time, what's the reason? The davsha dahacha, mailu lahasam. What does davsha mean? So let's read Rashi inside. Third line from the top. Masha dashim biregel. The fact that people are walking with their feet, bein shnei haksalim tamid, constantly in between the two walls, mayol shnei haksalim. It's actually very good for the walls. Lahakshoyz karkois yusoydos haksalim v'lo yimaitu. What it does is it hardens the foundation of the wall, and it's going to cause the wall not to come down. Meaning, it's very good for people to walk along the side of a wall. It just firms up and it strengthens that entire area. And it's actually beneficial to the wall. It's for that reason, if you're going to build a wall too close to that wall, and what you're going to do is, you're going to create a situation where in between the two walls, it's going to be very, very narrow. People won't be able to walk there. And if people won't be able to walk there, it's going to, on some grumma digger level, impact the actual wall. Thus, you are a mazik on some level, and that is the basis to this halacha. So again, what's the idea of not building a wall too close to your friend's wall? It's based on the fact that davsha dahacha maili lahasa. Additionally, what's pshat in the Mishnah? Let's just recap that. Misha yekaisa samal kaisa chaveira. Somebody had a wall that was already 4 amos removed, and then the wall came down, and you want to rebuild the wall, you have to make sure it's still 4 amos removed. Tosfos on the top of Chav Beis Amud Beis, we're not going to go into this, but he asks the obvious question. Meaning, really what the Mishnah is saying is that you can't build a wall within 4 amos of your friend's wall. My timer. What the Gemara said, the Dav Shadahacha, Maili Lahasan. But the Mishnah said it in a rather convoluted way, right? How did the Mishnah say it? If there was a wall that was already Dalet Amos removed, and then it fell down, and now you're going to rebuild the wall, just tell me the halacha that a wall has to be 4 Amos removed. Why are we saying this halacha in this convoluted way? It's Tosfos Kash on the top of the Yomid. Either way, Omer Rav said, Lo Yishanu Ela Kois Lagino. This halacha of needing to keep 4 amas distance between walls is only true if you're dealing with the wall of a garden. Av a koisel chatzer, as it relates to the koisel of a chatzer, in bal lismoich soimech. If you want to make it closer, this is something that you would be allowed to do. What's the reason? So Rashi says the reason is as follows. Why do we want to have a path? Why do we want you to be able to walk next to the wall to firm up the wall? A chatzer, people walk next to the wall on the inside of the wall, right? You walk all around the chatzer. So you'll walk all the way up to the wall sometimes. So you don't need to walk on the outside of the wall to firm up the wall because you're walking on the inside of the wall. But a gina, you don't walk on top of your gina. So really, the landscapers every now and again, the farmers once in a while. But you're not constantly walking there. I mean, that you're not constantly walking there. You're not constantly treading in that area. So you need the outside. So Rav said, this whole halach of the Mishnah is only true by the Kaisal of a Gina, based on the Tam, that it's all about the Dafsha. However, Kaisal Chatzim, Bal Vismach Soymech, that halach is not true. You want to be Soymech it all the way? You could do the Rav Yoshi Amir. Rav Yoshi said, Echad Kaisal Gina, the Echad Kaisal Chatzir, and Bal Vismach Enoi Soymech. The halach is true, Cypher a Kaisal of a Gina, and it's true also for the Kaisal of a Chatzim. Amir, Rav Yoshi said that as much as it sounds like there's a machloikis over here, really, like Pligi, there is no machloikis. Habi'ir Yeshana, Habi'ir Chada. If it's an Ir Yeshana, people have been living here for a long time. So then we could assume that the wall of the Chatzah is already firmed up because people have been walking on the inside of the wall. So then there's no halacha of making it too close. That's what Rab was talking about. As opposed to if it's a new city, so the whole Chatzah is a new Chatzah, it's a new development, new cul-de-sac. So over there, the wall's not so firm, and as a result, you want double coverage. You want people walking both on the inside and on the outside. Bottom line is, in that scenario, this halacha would be true even for the koisel of a chatzer exhale. So just one ha'ara related to today's daf, and that's going back to the Maisa Shahaya Kachaya that the Gemara told on Daf Chav Beis Amar Aleph with Rav Dimi min Naharda, with Rav Ada Bar Abba, with Rava, with Abaya, with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, an absolutely fascinating story. So a few ha'aras. Number one, who is this Rav Ada Bar Abba? Rav Ada Bar Abba seemed to have been a Talmud, a Gabbai of Rava. He was the one that Rava sent to go be Boichin Rav Dimi min Naharda to see whether or not he's a Tzum Rabbanon, whether or not he's someone that's worthy of us bypassing the laws of Asogas Gvul and literally holding up the entire shuk so that he should be able to sell his groibus. The Maisa, he fahered him, he asked him a hard question, and it didn't work out, and Shanemol didn't work out. Rav Ada Bar Abba somehow ended up losing his life in the very, very near future. But the point is, who was this Rav Ada Bar Abba? So Tosfos speaks out that one thing is clear, this is not Rav Ada Bar Ahava. The girs on our Gemara is Rav Ada Bar Abba. The girs is not Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Rav Ada Bar Ahava, he lived much earlier, and there's no way that this is the famous Amor Rav Ada Bar Ahava. So we know from throughout Shas, there was an Amor whose name was Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Sounds a little bit like maybe that's who this is. But Tosfos, quoting Rabbeinu Chananel, said that no, don't make that mistake. The Amor Rav Ada Bar Ahava, this Gemara is not to be confused with Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Stating that, I'll tell you something very interesting. And that is that in the Toldos Tanon V'Amayron, Rav Hyman, so I was looking up to see what he had to say about Rav Ada Bar Abba. And when I went to Rav Ada Bar Abba, he says, I am the Kamon, look what I write about Rav Ada Bar Ahava II. Rav Ada Bar Ahava Beis, right? So, if you, in the world of Toldos Tanon V'Amayron, there were actually two Amayron, actually three, but more than one Rav Ada Bar Ahava. And he refers to this Rav Ada Bar Abba as being another Rav Ada Bar Ahava. And he says it actually is miyashev so many kashas. The reason that it's miyashev so many kashas is because Tosfos said that the Rav Ada Bar Ahava that we know about lived bimei Rebbe. This Rav Ada Bar Ahava lived bimei Rav. Says the Toldos Tanon V'Amayron that I will tell you, and he brings literally 20 Marim Mekoymes, and I'm sure there's more, of Rav Ada Bar Ahavas that lived in the times of Rava. So really, Tosfos' kasha on this Rav Ada Bar Abba, this Rav Ada Bar Ahava, how could he be living in the times of Rava? We know he lived in Mei Rebbe, that's hundreds of years earlier. Ich ken fregen of Asach Rav Ada Bar Ahavas. The Teretz is there must have been two Rav Ada Bar Ahavas. And you see that this Rav Ada Bar Ahava was sometimes referred to as Rav Ada Bar Abba. First of all, in the world of Shinu Nuschois, of making mistakes. This is like the easiest mistake you can ever make. And besides, you see it in this Gemara, the Rabbeinu Chananel had to say that you should know the right girs over here is not Rav Ada Bar Ahava, but rather it's Rav Ada Bar Abba. And he says, it's poshin to me, the Rabbeinu Chananel would have changed all those Gemaras. He would say, all those Gemaras that you have, Rav Ada Bar Ahava, really it's meant to be Rav Ada Bar Abba. But just to be clear, you know, we learned this Gemara about Rav Ada Bar Abba. Okay, so if he's a one-off Amor that we never heard of, then maybe it doesn't resonate as much as if this is Rav Ada Bar Ahava that we're familiar with. So Tosfos says it's not Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Obzok Rav Haim, it could be it's not yet Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Obzok Ben and Andra Rav Ada Bar Ahava, and the other Rav Ada Bar Ahava, underrated, is mentioned in many, 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 many places in Shas. Maybe not quite as much as Rav Ada Bar Ahava the first, but regardless, just to clarify a little bit, Who exactly is the subject of this Maisa Shahaya Kachaya? Who is this Rav Ada Bar Abba, or was he Rav Ada Bar Ahava the second? That's the first Ara as it relates to the story. The second Ara as it relates to the story, I saw in the Netzaytzayar from Reb Ruvi Margolis. So how did the story start? The story started that Rav Dimi Min Dahardo comes to town and he wants to sell Groigris. And the question was, should we let him sell? Should we not let him sell? So the Reish Galusa goes to Rava, and they tell Rava, go find out if he's a Tzur Mirabana. So Rava, in classic Rava language, goes to Rav Ada Bar Abba, and he tells him, go smell his kankan. I want you to let me know, is this good aged wine or is this chaymetz? Is this already spoiled wine? In other words, go find out if it's a Talmud Chacham, give him a faher. So no, so Rav Ada Bar Abba went, and he fahered Rav Dimi Min Harda. What was the faher? He asked him the following question. Pil Shabala Kfifa Mitzris, Vihikia Derech Beis Harei Mao. What's the halacha? On the one hand, it's a Kfifa Mitzris, which is Makabal Toma. But once it goes out Derech Beis Harei, maybe it's Kli Glolim, which is not Makabal Toma. This is the question. Well, Yehavi Biyode, he didn't know. Because he didn't know, he said, obviously, you're not on the level of where we would hold up the whole geschäft for you. He couldn't sell his Groigris. His Groigris spoiled. He went to Rav Yosef, and he told Rav Yosef, Rav Hatman. Rav Yosef said that the person who chepid with you should be punished in the same way that the Eibishter punished Moyov for chepening with Melech Edom. Freik, Rav Ruvi Margolis, what was the chepperai? Why is this such a grace of chepperai? He's just following orders, right? Don't kill the middleman. What happened? What happened was, Rava told Rav Ada Bar Abba, go for Aaron. So he asked him a question. So I understand. He asked him, Shiloh. Now, to me and you, it sounds like an interesting question. Aber to Rav Dimi Min Ahardo? He's one of the Matike Yashmua, Kiyodua. So he asked him a question. So what was the gross? Rav Yosef touched up the story as Oino. So he said, what was the Oino? Said Rav Ruvi Margolis, like only Rav Ruvi Margolis could say, that the truth is this Shaila right here, of Pil, Shabola, Kfifa Mitzris, is a Mefurisha Gemara. It's a Gemara Mesechtes Menachis, Taf Samach Tes Amar Aleph. And over there the Gemara says, Teiku, we don't know the answer to that question. So he said the Taino, the Oino, is not that he asked him a question. You know what? The Oino was that he asked him a question that even the Bnei Yeshiva, even the Amoraim didn't know the answer to. He said, Azash Shiloh Frankman, ask him a question that maybe he can answer. Why are you asking him Rabbi Kiva Eger Sorachin Godel? Maybe Rabbi Kiva Eger Sorachin. His Sorachin Godel? You're asking a Shiloh that Abaye Verova, that the Bnei Yeshiva did not know the answer to. He said, that was the Taino. And said Rabbi Ruvi Margolis, take a look at Bava Basra, Pei Aleph Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, Rabbi Loza told Rabbi Shimon ben Eliyakim, quote, Dovar shal rishonim le'yamru boitam, tishaleni bebeis ha-medrash kedei le'vaisheni? He said, you asked him a question, and he was very upset. He said, Dovar shal rishonim le'yamru boitam, tishaleni bebeis ha-medrash kedei le'vaisheni? That was the point. It was a Dovar shal rishonim le'yamru boitam. And that was the question he asked him, and he understood. That's Kedei Levaisheni. That's Oinaz Dvarim. And that's why Rav Yosef reacted the way he reacted. Hafla of a fellow mamish. But I was just thinking one heritage, I'm going to end with this. And that is that after Rav Ada Bar Abba passed away, so everybody felt bad. Mamish. Everybody in the story. Rav Yosef felt bad because he thought maybe it was what he said that caused it. Rav Dimi felt bad because if I didn't bring the Groigris, this would have all never happened. Abaye felt bad because it seems like Rav Ada Bar Abba used to say things about Abaye Shneer. Rava felt bad because it seems Rav Ada Bar Abba used to say things about one of Rava's Gaboyim. Maybe he took it personally and that caused it to happen. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak also felt bad because Rav Nachman Yitzchak had a Maisa Shahaya. He was very close to Rav Ada Bar Abba. In fact, Rav Ada Bar Abba used to go through the Shneer together with him. And one time he came late for a good reason because he was talking and learning with Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. He was saying, Hachia Marava, Vahachia Marava, and he came late to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak didn't want to start the shir because he had to go through it first before he started. In the meantime, it's a Gevurin Shpeit, and they asked Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, why are you not starting the shir? He said, I'm waiting. He said, what are you waiting for? He said, I'm waiting for the coffin of Rav Ada Bar Abba, the Kachav, shortly after Rav Ada Bar Abba was Nifter. And as a result, he too felt bad. And the Gemara said, after hearing all the different stodim, and all the different Amayuroim that were owning a little bit of what happened to Rav Ada Bar Abba, says the Gemara, Mistabra the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Anshe. It's Mistabra the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was the one that caused this to happen. So just one hergish. And that is, we've mentioned many times over the years, the tshuva in Shailos HaTshuvos Chassam Sofer, it's an Eruch Chaim, It's Tshuva Kuf Peihe. The Tshuva was written to the Chassam Sofer's Mechutin and the Chassam Sofer's uncle, Rabbunim Eger, Reb Kiv Eger's brother. It's on the topic of Afhein Hoye Ba'isa Anes. It was written during Chodesh Adar time, and as a result, it involves different inyanim related to Chodesh Adar. At the very, very end of the Tshuva, it's from the most classic Tshuvas, and Tshuva's Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer writes to Rabbunim Eger the following. He said that this year he had a Ha'ara. The Ha'ara was, everyone knows the Gemara, in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Amar Rava. Rava said, Mechayiv Inesh Lamsume B'Puraya Adol Ayada Ben Ha'ara Hamel Baruch Maritcha. Person has to get drunk on Purim. How drunk? Adol Ayada. Ad b'chlal, ad v'lo yad b'chlal, but ad v'lo yada, bein orer haman l'baruch martchai. Says the Gemara, immediately after, it's Rabbi v'Rab Zeira of the Sudas Purim hadei adadi. Rabbi and Rab Zeira, they want Rabbi Sudas Purim together. Ifsim, they got drunk, come Rabbi, and in a drunken stupor, Rabbi got up, shachtel Rab Zeira, he shachtel Rab Zeira. L'mocha b'y rachmin, the next day, he davened, v'achye, and he brought him back to life. L'shana, the next year, amalei, Rabbi reached out to Rab Zeira again, and he says, any Purim plans, right? Nisi Marv and Abitzu this poor Badi Adadi says, we Pravin see this Pirim, guys from Shver, guys from Tatas. He says, guys from Shver, guy, but I'm not going to you. I'm a lace, and he told him, Loi Bechal Shaita, Vashaita, Mizrachish Nisa. I don't think this is such a good idea. Says the Chassam Sofer. If you would have asked me, just based on the way the Gemara presents these two members, Rabbi said you have to get drunk on Purim Adol Yada. Rabbi and Rab Zeir once got drunk on Purim. Come, Rabbi Shachtel Rab Zeir. It would sound like the halach is probably not like Rabbi. Meaning, as much as Rabbi said Chayiv Inesh L'Psumim B'Puray Adol Yada, Abba Lamaisa, you see what happened from it. The great Rabbi was come Rabbi Shachtel Rab Zeir. It's not a good idea to get stone drunk. Yet we know in Shulchan Aruch is Gepaskin Mechayiv Inesh L'Psumim B'Puray Adol Yada Ben Aru Hamel Baruch Martchai. How is it shayach such a thing? So the Chassam Sofer said, a dover nifla mamish. He said, the emes is that you should be able to get drunk on Purim. And you should not have to be concerned that maybe you're going to be a kum rabbi shachtel or Rab Zeira. And the reason is because you're doing a mitzvah. And shluchei mitzvah inam nizaykin. Shomer mitzvah lo yoyda davera. And as a result, this is not really something you should have to worry about. What happened with Rabbi? He said, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, daf kuf nun vav amir aleph. Hay man de bemadim. Any person that's born in mazel madim, Yehei gaver ashadama. He's going to be a shoyfech dam. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, what does that mean? I umana. Could be he's going to be a doctor. I ganavo, or he's going to be a ganav. I tabacha, or he's going to be a shoychet. I mayhava, or he's going to be a maya. Says the Gemara, I'm a rabbi. Rabbi said, anabim adam avoy. When Rabbi heard this, he said, I don't know. I was born in mazel madin. I'm Rabbi. Yes, Abaya told him, yeah. Marnami, onesh v'katol. It's true. You did the same thing. Where did Rabbi do this? Come Rabbi, Shachtel Rab Zeir. This is mamish what happens. I said the Chassam Sofer, that lo'olam you don't have to be worried. You know why? Because Shomer Mitzvah Le'yeh Davar. But Rabbi was different. The reason Rabbi was different because Rabbi was born by Mazel Madim. And Hay Man de B'Madim Yeh Gaver Oshedom. I umana, I guntnava, I tabacha, I mayhala. So said the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi is different. Because Rabbi we know was born by Mazel Madim. And the way the Chassam Sofer says it, B'Lashayne Yazah, although we know Shomer Mitzvah Le'yeh Davar, but Hecha the Shchicha Hezeka Shani. We know whenever it's Shchicha Hezeka, it's different. For Rabbi it was Shchicha Hezeka. And because for Rabbi it was Shchicha Hezeka, why was it Shchicha Hezeka? Because he was born by Madim. And as a result, I ganava, so for him it's Shchicha Hezeka. Over Shchicha Hezeka, over there already it's going to be different. So Lulei de Mistafina, the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Nun Vav Amid Beis. Umid Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Nami E Mazel Yisrael. We can prove from Rav Nachman by Yitzchak E Mazel Yisrael. That's the sugya. Yesh Mazel Yisrael E Mazel Yisrael. So says the Gemara. How do you see it from Rav Nachman by Yitzchak? The imed Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, because the mother of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Amri Le Koldoi, the astrologers told her Berich Gan Vahava. Your son one day is going to be a ganva. And the Gemara says, Lo shafkis egalui ereshi, the mother never let Rav Nachman Yitzchak take off his yarmulke. One time the yarmulke fell, and he climbed all the way to the top of a tree to go ahead and to be a ganav, because kachava, his mazel was to be a ganav. There's another Tshuva Chassam Sofer, another very famous Tshuva Chassam Sofer, also in Erech Chaim. This one's in Tshuva Kuf Nun Ches. We've spoken about this Tshuva a few times for different reasons. It's where the Chassam Sofer talks about giving sandakois to the same person twice. It's where he talks about sandakois and really participating in a bris milah as being the school of Ashiras. It's also where he talks about whether for Shloim Malchus you can shave during Shloishim, during Sfira, during the 3 weeks, Vadvar Matikin Veinkana Mokam Laharach, Toich Dvarov, the Chassam Sofer talks a little bit about Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and he says that you see from the end of the Gemara in Shabbos Kufnun Vava Mebez that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak had the same mazel as Rabbi had. He was b'mazel madim. How do you know he was b'mazel madim? Because what did the astrologer say? Brich gan v'hava. Which is exactly the lashon of the Gemara. The way the Gemara described haydit mandim b'madim is going to be what? I umana, I ganava, I tabacha, I moyhala. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak was born b'mazel madim, says the Chassam Sofer. Because he was born b'mazel madim, it meant that his mazel was to be an asher dama. Maybe that's a neufich in the Gemara. Umistabra, it's mistabra that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak anshe. Rav Ada bar Abba passed away, and five amirim all were taking some level of responsibility for what happened. Rav Yosef said, "I think it's me," and Rav Dimon Aradol said, "I think it's me," and Rabbi Verava both said, "I think it's me," and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, "I think it's me." It's a machlokes amir. Everyone knew all the facts. Rabbi Yosef made this klala. All of a sudden, he died. They all felt some level of responsibility. Abuzok the Gemara mistabra that it's Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak was shchir chazeka. He's shchir chazeka like the Chassam Sofer says. Rabbi was shchir chazeka. Why isn't shchir chazeka by Rabbi? Because he's b'mazel madim. And if he's b'mazel madim, that means by him these zachen are shchir chazeka. By Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, so oichet shchir chazeka. Because it's Shchicha Ezeka, maybe that's a knech in Mistabra, the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Anshe. Whenever we talk about Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, we have to mention the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak as Mibagegent, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. And that's really the oimek. You see, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is someone that's marnami onus for kato. It's shchicha hezeka on some level by Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. That's the oimek, like we once said in the Gemara in the end of Masechta Soito, that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, "Loi tisni yiras chet ikana mishemais Rebbe batal yiras chet." Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, "Don't say that. Why was there a hergish of batal yiras chet? Because there was such a yiridus adiris after Rebbe died, and they said, go find an erlich yid, right? Shoytu b'chutzes Yerushalayim, uruuna, go see if you're going to be able to find one person that's an erlich yid." Said Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, "You want to write off the generation, you want to say it's not shaykh to be an erlich yid in azav velt, loy knisni yiras chet, the ikana, look at me, look at what my mazel was. I'm shchich ezek, I take my eye off the ball for a half a second, and all of a sudden, mar nami onish v'kotel. But at the same time, ich bin Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, ich bin the gres derayah, that you never give up. And loy tisne yiras chet, ikana." Either way, maybe a little bit of a knetch in this epic story mentioned here in Bava Basra, Daf Chof Bez, Amud Aleph.